Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we examined the research of Rob Cross, associate professor in the McIntyre School of Commerce, and his work helping businesses discover potential bottlenecks or disconnects in their network, providing information that is critical for businesses to improve. In today's show, adapted from an article recently published on the Oscar website written by Morgan Ellen Estabrook, Outreach and Communications Manager for the UVA Patton Foundation, we look at the research of John C. Herr, Director of UVA Center for Research in Contraceptive and Reproductive Health, and his development of the FDA-approved sperm-checked vasectomy, a home test that confirms men's post-vasectomy sterility. Technology developed at the University of Virginia could soon have a dramatic impact on male contraception practices throughout the U.S. Earlier this year, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved sperm-checked vasectomy, a home test that confirms men's post-vasectomy sterility and is based on discoveries made at UVA. Sperm-checked vasectomy, patented and licensed by the UVA Patton Foundation, is one of several products founded on technology developed by John C. Herr, a professor at UVA's Department of Cell Biology and director of UVA's Center for Research in Contraceptive and Reproductive Health. Similar to a home pregnancy test for women, it is the first immunodiagnostic test with the sensitivity and specificity required to detect low numbers of sperm, and it is the first immunodiagnostic test to receive FDA approval for monitoring sperm count after a vasectomy. Citing clinical collaborations with Dr. Stuart S. Howards, Professor of Urology, and Charles J. Flickinger, Professor Emeritus of Cell Biology, Dr. Herr said, "The sperm-checked vasectomy test is the result of many years of basic science research coupled with clinical chemistry know-how." For over 17 years, Herr's lab worked to identify a gene, ACRV1, that encoded a protein that could serve as a sperm-specific biomarker. This protein, SP10, is very soluble and highly expressed, making it an ideal target for diagnostic testing, as in the SpermCheck home use test. The device uses monoclonal antibodies that bind specifically to the SP10 protein to measure the amount in nanograms of SP10 protein present, which directly correlates to the number of sperm present. The device gives men an opportunity to test their post-vasectomy fertility status at home rather than return to the physician's office or a laboratory with semen samples, as has traditionally been required to confirm subfertile sperm levels. Speaking about UVA startup ContraVac Incorporated, Robert S. McWright, Executive Director of the UVA Patton Foundation, said, "We are very excited that one of our faculty startups is about to introduce its first product to the market. Through an enlightened and balanced integration of basic science and practical application in his research, Dr. Herr is delivering important scientific knowledge that is truly serving the public good." Approximately 500,000 men undergo vasectomies in the U.S. each year, making vasectomy the third most popular contraceptive option among married couples in the U.S., according to the National Institutes of Child Health and Human Development, a division of the National Institutes of Health. Also, according to NIH, 1 in 6 men over age 35 have had a vasectomy. It is widely reported that vasectomies are not 100% effective, and men can experience recanalization, or the spontaneous healing or restoration of the vas deferens, resulting in fertility. The sperm-check vasectomy home-use test, to be made available as soon as spring 2008 by UVA startup ContraVac Incorporated, can be used to monitor and confirm sterility following the vasectomy procedure, alerting couples should fertility become restored. In addition, Herr said, the device could be used to monitor male infertility over time in the event that male contraceptive pills are successfully developed. Dr. Howard said, "Translational research is essential to bringing the exciting new developments in basic science biomedical research to patients. The outcome of an intense collaboration between basic science and clinical urology, sperm-check vasectomy is an example of translational research 20 years in the making." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be UVA history professor John Stagg, editor-in-chief of the Papers of James Madison Project based at the UVA Library, and his studies of the newly acquired Diary of Tobias Lear, secretary to George Washington and envoy to North Africa for President Thomas Jefferson. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu.